Hey, party people! Today we're going to talk about frankincense and how you can use frankincense to ground you, as well as talk about stop shaming yourself. Stop shaming all over yourself! Okay, you excited? So, frankincense is one of my favorite, like probably my all-time favorite essential oil. Frankincense is amazing. It smells super weird, super kind of like spicy. I remember the first time I tried frankincense, I was like, ooh, I don't know about this, but it is absolutely my favorite. I put it on almost every day around my forehead, around my throat. Most importantly, I actually put it on my feet when I'm wanting to ground, especially before I go and meditate, or especially if I'm doing any sort of deep belief work, working through anything. I find what's so good about this oil is that it completely grounds me so that I'm able to create clarity. And I don't know if you guys are like me, someone that is on the go and loves being on the go and has so much going on and is so passionate and excited about different aspects that are happening. Oh, you can see my mama in the background. Hi, mama. Just waving. Again, on the go, distracted, to create that clarity, to create that sense of groundingness, frankincense is so good for that. So I want to share with you guys a story that leads into stop shaming yourself, okay? So yesterday I did some major belief work with myself. I pulled out my journal, I did a whole bunch of writing, and what I had to get clarity on was in the dating world, as I navigate through dating apps and trying to figure out how to build relationships online with COVID and the area I live in, distance makes it super hard, and finding like what am I looking for and making that come to the forefront. The thing that I did not expect to come up was that I started to see that yes, I am ready for a relationship, but I also require a certain amount of energy, a certain amount of attraction to be able to sustain any sort of new relationship or friendship even. So there's two parts to this. One part is I started to become aware as someone that builds relationships, builds teams, is online, and I love it all the time to create valuable content, especially for mental health, especially for journaling, especially for all the benefits that I can share with you on essential oils and narrative therapy and cognitive behavioral therapy. One of the biggest things that I had to recognize and get real about what I need in my life is if I'm pursuing a romantic relationship with someone, I need it to be as offline as much as possible. So I had to kind of reel back and go, oh, this is really interesting. Okay, so due to the timing of the pandemic, where social distancing practices are in place, that requires me to be online more and build a relationship more with people and having those conversations. So mostly online, on the phone is awesome, but I'm still missing the little nuances of interaction. Okay, noting that, filing that away. On top of the area I live in, the north is very spaced out. So if I'm looking for potential partners, they're easily like 3 hours away. Okay, noting that. So it means communication is gonna be a lot further. And then doing a whole like peel through, like, man, it was crazy. Just a whole peel through of my past relationships and what worked well and what didn't and where were some of the issues that were coming up. One of the things I found was I am such a person that needs that close proximity. Why? It may totally make sense. And I think all of us are feeling this right now, especially during this pandemic, especially during self-isolation. When we are in the presence of another person, it is more than just their energy that we pick up on. It is absolutely all these little nuances. When you listen to someone, when you're getting to know them, you're talking to them, how many of you have like been exhausted because you want, through online, because you want that person to know you're listening, you're showing up, you're asking questions. And so you're reading everything, wanting to respond to every notation, every statement, every comment. And I super admire the people who do that. I definitely put a lot of work into being that type of person, especially when I'm building the teams and relationships that I am, especially for my company. However, I do notice that, especially when I take it into this relationship level, just the amount of overload it feels like and how much exhaustion comes in. So I had to like do a whole like reassessment and go, okay, what am I looking for? I'm like, well, you know, this is gonna sound bad. At least to me, it started to sound bad. But, you know, one, I'm gonna get to the second part. So one, I do need to build a relationship with someone where we can get to know each other through social distance walks, so social distance practices, because as much as I want to, like, I'm happy to chat on the phone, I'm happy to message, I'm a busy person who spends most of her time online for work. So to add on top of that, that noise and pressure that comes in from the dating online world, just completely, absolutely, I've seen, stresses me out in all areas. So to the point where the last couple of days, I've completely been overwhelmed. And if you're like me, I'm totally someone that like gets those pins and needles and I just like start to see a haze and a cloud, and I stop losing enjoyment. I stop wanting to get to know someone better because I'm so heavy around all this other energy and the pressure that's come there. Now, as a sidebar, I totally recognize that that pressure is also self-inflicted. It is self-actualized, and I recognize that. And what's really important about recognizing that is recognizing how I naturally operate. So recognizing our natural operating systems can allow us to create those insights, which I've talked about before, so that we can either change those behaviors or at least leverage off of them for our advantage. So recognizing that, okay, so how I operate as someone that I pour in a lot of energy, I'm a full-on type of person, so this is what works better for me, like, that's okay. And to recognize that, like, you know, those are things I'm not ready or even actually willing to change about myself. I don't want to change the fact that, hey, I would rather we call once a week, have a quality phone call, not talk during the week as much as possible because through texting, because I want to show up every single time. And yeah, I know I'm putting that pressure on myself, and even through communication, that pressure can be reduced, which is so amazing. I still recognize creating those boundaries actually helps me, because I'm learning during this time, during the pandemic and situation we're in, how to create healthy boundaries and steps so that way I'm at full productivity when I am working, I am fully present when I am engaging with the dates I'm talking to, and that is what feels really important and valuable to me. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. It's not for everybody. The second thing I want to talk about, which I somehow slightly mentioned earlier, is the other thing I had to get real about, is that it is equally, and I mean this, equally important to me that there's physical attraction and emotional attraction. Now, if you're someone like me whose history in the past, I've seen myself like go for people that I found like super attractive, like physically attractive, but emotionally I'm like, wow, you're totally unavailable, this is so not working, or there's not a connection here, I actually hate having conversations with you. And so like then I would go on the full other side of the spectrum, like, well, I'm not as attracted to this person. Actually, maybe I'm not really that attractive, but that's okay because we have great conversations. Now, here's what happens in that situation. You start to see yourself force behaviors, force intimacy. And by all means, I've been in different situations where, and I'm sure many of you have similar or different experiences as well, where sometimes you start out as a friend and then those attraction grows. You grow those attractions and those are super beautiful. I've definitely met people where like instantly it's just this zing connection and the conversations are alive and there, and everything is like in synchronicity, right? And for whatever different reasons that we all have our own experiences, timing I think is a huge one. Those situations, relationships don't work out, right? Or we discover we're looking for a certain dynamic, or we're going towards somewhere, we're not sharing the same dream. All of that aside, what I last night had to get real about, because here's what I did, guys. I shamed myself on believing that I was a shallow person. I said to myself, oh, you know, maybe I'm not ready for a relationship because here's someone who's showing up super awesome, great conversations. I'm just not feeling the attraction. In fact, when this person started to flirt with me, I would start to like completely shut down. I'm like, this isn't how it should be. Okay, what's going on here? And I'm trying to assess this. I'm trying to like figure out like what's happening here. And it was crazy because I put the blame and shame on me. And I'm not saying like I should have put that on the other person at all. No. I'm saying it was really interesting to go, there's something wrong with me. I must not be ready if a quality person is showing up and I'm saying like I don't feel it. And it's crazy how we can do that to ourselves because we want healthy relationships, or for whatever reason we're compromising in different ways. And I think what's important to hear is one of my favorite analogies or quotes is, you know, that non-zero sum game. And I recognize like there's always going to be leeway, of course, but I recognize that I'm an intuitively powerful human being. I also recognize through, thankfully, this journaling and having a great talk with a friend last night, that self-respect, which is really, really emotional to talk about right now, is respecting the parts of you that society might not agree with. Okay, so it was really validating. I'm glad I talked to a friend because I was definitely in this like terrible dialogue with myself, like, oh my God, I'm so shallow, or da 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 blah. And it was very validating for me to hear from this friend, like, hey, you're not a shallow person. Actually, I think you're the least shallow person that I know. And she said, what I'm hearing is you know what you're attracted to, you know what draws to you, and you value emotional connection. And I think you're just learning now that you need both, that you need physical attraction and that you need emotional attraction, that they are both equally important to you. And it sounds like you're seeing yourself pull away, not show up fully when only one or the other is present. I was floored. Love this friend. Shout out to her. She knows who she is. And it was just this powerful moment where I'm like, oh my God, what was this energy bullshit I was subscribing to? Ha! So rub on the frankincense, totally ground, and my energy completely shifted. I was so heavy, so clouded during the whole day yesterday, the couple days before, and it wasn't until I had this conversation, it wasn't until I'd done the deep work of journaling and really getting honest with myself and seeing, okay, here's what I've learned. Physical attraction and emotional attraction are equally important to me. One without the other means I don't show up fully. I am someone that hates not showing up fully because I'm not like that. I'm someone that in everything I do, I'm in 100% full throttle. And it's been the 28 years of my life, something that I've learned about myself, which is if I'm not showing up fully, it's because something isn't there. And that has always in my life led me to, has been an indicator that has led to me seeing where in my life do I need to change things, whether it's most of the time it's externally and communicating those shifts. And I have never regretted a decision because of that. So I had to come back and thank myself for that moment, thank myself for that reflection and reminder of like the successes I've had in the past by honoring that yes and respecting that yes, I am someone that goes in full throttle. And if I'm not, and if I'm unable to, there is something not healthy for me here. So huge, you guys. So I wanted to share these two things with you. I wanted to share with you like, hey, if you haven't already, we have a class coming up on the 14th and the 18th to talk about a free class on essential oils. There's over $200 worth of prizes that you can win. I'll put the links in the video here. And I wanted to really share how amazing I think frankincense is, even now as I'm sharing this and I've got it rubbed over my forehead and on the soles of my feet. I'm feeling in this like amazing flow where I feel my whole body is just in motion that is so clear and so grounded, and it is so damn beautiful. Oh, love frankincense. And that second thing I wanted to share with you guys is if you're someone that is on the dating world right now, especially during this pandemic, and you're finding yourself beating yourself up or shaming yourself for your taste, for your attraction, for your emotional needs, for whatever it is, I want to be the person that says to you, it's okay. Stop shaming, start respecting yourself. And let me tell you something, what was so really powerful for me in sharing that communication with the different people I was matching with and saying like, here's where I'm at, here's how I feel. I had different responses. And I was surprised by the difference in how it came. Someone who I felt more connected to, maybe more attracted to, but there was other pieces missing, and I communicated, hey, I think I just really feel a friendship here. And I found, okay, cool. The person that received this, we're still in conversation, working through creating understanding so that they can understand as much as possible, but I'm also still being very clear on what I'm trying to communicate and where I'm at and respecting myself. Another person that I had communicated this to, who I felt actually, funny enough, in my part, like a less of attraction to emotionally, it was interesting because their response was really huge to me. Because it was probably the best one I could have hoped for. And they had said, like, hey, I really admire you for your transparency and this honesty. I really admire you even more. And yeah, no hard feelings. Like, I totally believe, like, it doesn't matter what the reason is. I wish I could remember how he said it, but just that it didn't matter to him what the reason was, that we are entitled to our own feelings of whether or not we're attracted to someone or feeling just a friendship here or not. And so it's just like, whoa, like, awesome. Thank you for showing up so gracefully. I'm very much appreciative of this. And that's amazing, because now we can go into conversation and dialogue of, hey, perhaps there's a friendship here that can happen. And even with this person, the second person, it was much easier to communicate. They had even asked, like, hey, I just wanted to, like, check in and see, like, do you want to be talking over text, like, frequently still, or what are your thoughts? And I had to get honest with myself. And again, this was something that was really hard and interesting, because I was starting to shame myself, because I see myself as a good communicator. I see myself as a person that wants to connect with other people, but I also recognize how valuable my time is, how much energy I put into the work that I'm doing, how I am looking for my person. So there is a certain reserve of energy I have there to give to that person as I go on to and explore the dating world. And so I recognize, like, okay, if we're going to explore this as a friendship, then what works best for me in a new friendship like this is, hey, let's let each other know if we're in the area, we can go on a social distance hike, get to know each other that way, but not, I would rather not have frequent texts during the week and stuff. I feel like that's a lot more energy that I just am not interested in putting in. That person responded super great. I'm super, super grateful. Other people I've communicated with this so far, not so much, and that's okay, right? We all have our own things we're going through. I think what I appreciate about this person that I'm starting to realize, like, might be surfacing for other people in a different way, is this person sounds like they are confident in themselves. They love themselves. They're in a different space, and they can understand that, like, we're not everybody's cup of tea. I mean, how many of us have had to learn that lesson? I know I have. The same conversation with a friend I had learned in my life, like, I think earliest I learned this was 19, was and she put it, she's like, that's such a Virgo trait. I'm like, oh good, this makes me feel slightly better. So the Virgo trait is, like, I'm totally someone that, like, everybody loves me, I'm amazing, I'm awesome, like, of course, everybody's gonna love me, everybody wants to date me, everybody wants that, right? And it's so funny, because no, that's not true, and it doesn't matter what the reasons are, but the person's attracted to you, or maybe there's some weird, like, I don't know, maybe they don't like the way I sound when I talk, or maybe I'm too forward, or maybe I'm whatever, I'm this or that. Like, there are going to be people that are not attracted to you. There are people that I'm not attracted to. And we need to stop shaming ourselves for those different levels or aspects of attraction, whatever they are, right? Like, I think as a society, we talk about, you know, very important, very fundamental things that I think we should have in relationships, like communication is a huge one for me. So if you have a great emotional connection of communicating with someone, that's perfect, right? As a bisexual woman, who also identifies as pansexual, for me, the you know, one of the things that comes up is often I've used to think about, like, man, I have all these amazing friends in my life. Why don't I want to be with any of them in a relationship? Because the attraction isn't there. And when I say attraction, I don't just mean physical. I mean that relationship attraction. I'm deeply, deeply attracted to these people as my friends. We have mind-blowing conversations. I talk to this about one of my best friends, like, all the time. We joke about it all the time that if we were different people, for her, she's straight. She's like, if I was a man, she would totally date me. I'm like, Barry, you know what? To be honest, like, if you were a man, maybe I would date you too. Or I know, like, as like a, as my female friend, I just love you so much as a friend. And so it's like, it's so amazing that, like, we kind of do this list, right? And maybe this is a Virgo thing too. We do this list of something like, here's what I'm looking for, right? And we then start to realize, like, actually there's a lot of people in my life that match up with that. Whatever is on that list, like on my list, I would say, you know, communication is the big one, right? Laughing easily is a big one, right? All those things, I'm like, well, yeah, I have that with a lot of people. And of course I would want that with my person, right? But I'm starting to understand a better deal of those subtle little nuances of attraction that we need to stop shaming ourselves for, because it actually leads us closer to the person that I believe that we want to spend our time with. So that was a very long ramble, and I hope I made that as clear as possible for you guys. So just like a quick recap, one, stop shaming yourself, okay? That's such heavy energy. Let's find some lightness and sunshine and download that into our bodies, into ourselves, okay? I really think journaling can help with that. Maybe the best question I asked myself last night is, why am I shaming myself? What am I trying to prove? Who am I trying to prove this to? Those are really great questions I was able to journal about and answer last night. And just, again, a little tidbit answer was, what I found interesting was, especially for the one person I felt most attracted to of all the matches I've had so far, but still felt something was missing, I had this moment where I thought, okay, I'm not ready, clearly. If this person's, like, so great and I'm not feeling it and I'm clearly not ready, I should just go off all these dating apps. And then I realized that I was only going, like, the real truth about that is I'm going off these dating apps because I don't want to hurt this person's feelings, who I've already decided subconsciously I'm not interested in, even though they are showing up great. Like, oh, and so again, one of the best things my friend had said was, like, dating right now, you being on these dating sites and everything, this is about you. This is for you. This isn't for someone else. You're not trying to prove to anybody else anything. And I was like, shit, you're right. You're absolutely right. So that recap, stop shaming yourself. Ask the deep questions. Who am I trying to protect from feeling hurt? Who am I trying to prove myself to? See what answers come up. And the second thing is, guys, like, if you love essential oils, if you love the effect essential oils can have on elevating and helping with your mental health and spirituality, I really highly recommend you go check out our class. It's coming up. The sign up link will be in this video here. And again, remember, if you sign up, you'll be sent an email with all the information on the two classes on Facebook that you can sign up for. They're free. You will also have all the details on how you can win over $200 worth in free essential oil prizes. And just for signing up, just for putting in your email, you guys are going to get the journal I created. It's my essential oils journal. It has a whole bunch of resources in there for you guys to track your inventory, to journal your observations of before, after, and during use of your essential oils for your mental health. It's such great stuff, you guys. I hope you love it. Thank you for watching. I hope this brings a little sunshine into your life. Mwah.